Hello and welcome to my podcast, Trau dich happy, dare happy. I'm Luisa Tillmann and I'm coach for positive mindset, for lightness and happiness at work. Normally, I do all of that in German, but I got just so many requests that I felt like, okay, let's try to do one or the other podcast in English. So let's test and try. I'm happy that you're listening. And this podcast is about to give you some inspiration, some information, but it's mainly about inspiring you, how you can build up a more positive mindset, how you can bring more lightness, ease, and happiness into your work. Some years ago, I did a little study with a little focus group, and what I found out is, or what I confirmed and basically extended, was the 6+1 secrets why some people are more happy at their work, why some of the people are super successful with a lot of ease and fun. These 6+1 secrets are basically not rocket science, I would say, from my point of view, and I want to share them with you. And today I want to elaborate on one specific. So let me give you an overview first. So what I found out, what is super important for people to be happy at work and to do work with ease and be easily successful is that they have a perspective, a direction they want to go for. And just high level, so I will not go into detail, but this means really, what is it what I want to achieve in my work? What is it what I want to achieve in my work in combination with my private life? So in my podcast or in my world, private life and work life is not really separated or should not be as much separated. So it's super important that you have a perspective, a direction. Another thing which is super, super crucial, and very often we are not aware of that at the beginning of our career, is that we want to have like a purpose. Yeah, so why are we doing what we are doing? Is it fulfilling our greater values, vision? Is the purpose why we are doing something matching with our inner belief, with our values? Yeah, so really the why am I doing this job? It is also connected with passion, which is the third secret. So people who really have a passion about what they are doing, they are automatically successful. So if you follow your passion, if you know your passion, and you follow your passion at your workplace, at the topic you are gaining your money with, it will be easy for you to work. You will have ideas. You will have an intrinsic motivation. So usually you are motivated per se. So you don't need external motivation, which helps them to really engage, to do the extra mile and to get to something. And what I also learned, especially when we talk about being successful with ease, doing the work with ease, with lightness, is when you are able at work to focus on your strength. Yeah. So what I mean with strength, it's basically your strength you are born with, your innate strength. I hope that's the right English word, but I think so. Your innate strength, not the strength you might have built up during life because they are suitable, they helped you, but really the strength which you have from the beginning onwards, which are, sometimes I call them as well, intrinsic strength, because these are the strengths which also give you energy. Other strengths, I can give you an example from my side. So everybody tells me, oh, Luisa, you're so well organized. I am, and I am because I learned that this is helpful in life, but it's not one of my innate strengths. So it costs me energy, it costs me effort, and I really need to force myself to say, okay, Luisa, let's put this now into order and organize it. Yeah, so it's not my innate strength. So it's important to understand what are your innate strengths and then to understand how can you bring them in, how can you build up on them, how can you use them on your job. Another super important topic is appreciation. So when you do a job and you get on a regular basis appreciation by yourself, important, and as well from the outside, then this motivates you. This really gives you the drive to do more, to understand what is your level of contribution, right? So this appreciation is very important as well to be happy in your job. And then two more topics. It's the one, the word I don't like, but I will mention it because it's very common. It's work-life balance. So how are you balancing your work with your private life? And for me, we just have one life and we use that one life to do different things. So some things are there in order to get money, in order to be able to live. Other things are there to grow your family, to follow private interests, to use your leisure time for sports, for disconnect, whatever it is. So we also talked about, or I also talked about it in terms of the perspective. What is it what you want to achieve in your work, but also what is it what you want to achieve in your life? What are your values? And this all needs to be connected. And also when we talk about work-life balance, a word I don't like because for me it should be the life balance, you need to understand how to bring that in a balance, right? How is your life in balance? How do you define balance for your life? What does it mean? Does it mean for you, you want to work 40 hours? Does it mean you want to work 10 hours? Does it mean you want to have a lot of time with your family? Does it mean you want to have a lot of holiday? What does it mean for you? How would you like to integrate work into your private life or the other way? How separate do you want to have it? So this is something you can define for yourself. So this balance, and what is it, what you define balance, that's super important as well for be happy. And then last but not least, it's the topic mindset. This is underpinning, and this is actually the secret which I added. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have 6 secrets. And then this is the add-on, plus one, because this is really the base for being happy and for taking things with ease and lightness in your whole life. Yeah, positive mindset. What is a positive mindset? So if you have a positive mindset, things will be easy for you. You will always assume positive intent or most of the times, and you will always, even if something negative happens, you will accept, you will say, okay, it's not good at the moment, but what is it what I can learn of it? How can I change it? And I want to give you a slightly adjusted definition of positive mindset, which I like very much. It is adjusted from Kendra Cherry from 2017. And I think it's really fitting to what I think positive mindset is. So it is, or it means, approaching life's challenges with a positive outlook. So it does not mean avoiding and ignoring the bad things. Instead, it involves making the most of those situations, trying to see the best in other people, and viewing yourself and your abilities in a positive light. This is a definition which I think is super empowering and super spot on, because it is not always about you're always smiling at everything and always thinking everything is good. No, it is also important to accept bad things. It's not about avoiding or ignoring the bad things. It really is how you make the best or the most out of such a situation, right? And how you see the best in other people. So how are you able to assume always positive intent and also view yourself and your abilities in a positive light. It also has to do a lot with self-confidence. So positive mindset is such an important element. This is really underpinning all these other six elements I just talked about briefly. Why is it so important? Because with a positive mindset, you are better in problem solving. You are more creative. You have a better ability to cope with change, with stress and adversity. Finally, you will have a better well-being and health. And it's easier for you to impact others in a positive way. It's not only about how you are feeling and what it does to you to have a positive mindset, but as well to others surrounding you, to your kids, your family, to your colleagues, to your boss, to your friends. And that's why it's so important as well at work. Because if you have a positive mindset, you will send that out. You will receive and perceive much more positive feedback. You can influence others in a positive way. So I think what is super important to understand is there is a very powerful positivity. There can be as well a toxic positivity. So being positive is super powerful. We have learned that. I just gave you some examples, what it does to you and what it can do to others. But it's not always the right first response to maybe a painful emotion. Yeah, so research shows that the radical acceptance of all your emotions, even the messy and difficult ones, so sadness or anger or something like that, this is the cornerstone to resilience, thriving, and true authentic happiness. That's something in a similar way Susan Davis said. Yeah, so it's important that you should not always be positive. You should also accept your painful emotions. So you should not ignore bad or negative emotions, right? Because the more we ignore them, the greater they stay on us. Yeah, so you might ignore them for a moment, but they will be in you. So they will come out again and again and again until you resolve them, until you grieve, until you cry, whatever it is. And then after a certain moment, you say, okay, it's out now. I understood why it's there. I accepted it. I know what to change. And now I move on. I make the best out of it. So it's about to label the negative thoughts and emotion with accuracy. Yeah, leverage them when you need it, yeah, and take concrete steps in order to understand why it's there and what can you do about it, yeah, before you move on. So let's stop for now. I will talk a little bit more about all these 6+1 secrets in the next couple of podcasts or podcast episodes. I wanted to give you an update on what can you expect in this podcast. So actually, I will be talking about, as mentioned, positive mindset. I will talk about these 6 other secrets. I did that already in German, but I will do that in English. And I will also always bring some other topics, inspirations, ideas about how you can turn your work into a more happy environment. So how can you make sure that you are more happy at your work, that you do your work with more ease, with more lightness? And how can you build up your positive mindset? So it's really about reflecting, how do I like my work? What do I love about my work? What do I not love about my work? How can I change it? What do I need to adjust? How can I see the positive pieces at work? How can I bring in my strength? Yeah, so it's really about you're spending most probably a lot of hours per day, per week, per month, per life at work. So why not doing this with lightness, fun, and ease? And this is the podcast you should listen to if you want to change something and release the stress and the pressure you have at work, and really make sure that you bring in more this fun element, this ease and lightness, as well as the positive mindset. So thank you for listening. I hope it was all a good inspiration for you as the first English version of my podcast, Dare to be Happy. And if you are interested in getting more information, I have a LinkedIn profile, Luisa Tillmann. I also have an Instagram profile. It's Luisa_Tillmann_coaching. And I also have a homepage you can have a look at. It's www.luisatillmann.com. And if you want to have more information, if you have questions, you can connect me via homepage to connect with me. You can send me an email, you can call me, or you just write me a personal message on LinkedIn or Instagram. Whatever is helpful and good for you. And yeah, I wish you a happy morning, noon, evening. And I'm very much looking forward, yeah, to the next English version of this Dare to be Happy podcast. And thank you and all the best. Your Luisa.